What's the halacha if a person goes into a non-Jewish suit store to try on a suit and realizes that there might be a chashash shatness in the suit that he's trying on? Is there an issue mitzad levisha shatness if you're going to try on a suit while the shatness is still contained within the suit? Or do we say that perhaps it's mutter because when you actually go ahead and you purchase the suit, you'll make sure to actually remove it before enjoying the benefits of the suit? So this is the question, and it really all boils down to what we do to reconcile two seemingly contradictory Mishnayos and Maseches Kelayim regarding this issue, both being in Perek Tes and Mishnah Kelayim, and one in Mishnah Hay and one in Mishnah Beis. Now, the question is like this. If I wear a suit of shatness without the intent of deriving pleasure from the suit, usually when you wear a beged, it's mechamem your guf, it warms you up, and you derive hanoah from the beged. And the question is, what if you have a circumstance in which you certainly are not being mechaven to be nene from the suit? Is it mudder to wear a suit of shatness in such a circumstance? And there seems to be a steer between two mishnayos. Number one, there's a mishnah, again, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, where the halach is moichre ksus moichre kedarko, which means that in the olden days, it wasn't the loikeach who would try on the suit before purchasing it. It wasn't the person who was about to buy it, the customer, because they didn't have really mirrors, and therefore there wasn't much to gain if he were to try on the suit himself. Rather, what they would do is have the moicher try on the suit, put the suit on top of his regular beged, his regular garment that he was wearing, and in that way show and display to the customer exactly what the suit looks like. So the halach is, as the Mishnah, moichriksus, a person selling the suit, is allowed to wear the suit or put on the suit, drape it around him, even though it might contain shatness in it, and it certainly contains shatness in it, even if it's vadei shatness, it's mutter. Why? Because he doesn't have kavona to derive hana from this beged. All he's doing is trying to display it to the customer, to try to give the customer a picture of exactly what the suit looks like. Therefore, it's mutter, and he doesn't have to refrain from displaying it to the customer because the ma'aseh, he doesn't have kavana for it to be mechamim him, he doesn't have kavana to derive hanoah from it. Now, the Mishnah says that snuin would be makbid. The meticulous people, the people who are especially medaktik in mitzvahs, would in fact be makbid about this, but the ikar halacha is, says the Mishnah, it's mutter for the moicher to try on the suit and have it displayed to the customer because there is no kavana for chimo. Now, this, says the Gemara in Baba Kama, is based on the fact that we assume, like the Shita of Reb Shimon, that a dover she'inim eskaven is mutter b'cholot ha'akula. When I do an act, and there might be a consequence of my act that is aser al pi halacha, the halacha is, since I don't have intent when doing this ma'isa to generate that consequence, it's a dover she'inim eskaven, and it's mutter. Now, it's a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon is makel, but Reb Yehuda is machmer. L'chayr, this Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, that it's mutter. Since it's a dover she'inim eskaven, it's mutter. The problem is that it seems to contradict another Mishnah in Maseches Kelayim, that's over there in Mishnah Beis, where we're talking about the tax evasion type of levisha, where the law was that the goyim would tax you, but they wouldn't include in the tax any beged that was actually being worn on your body during the time that they used to ascertain whether or not you had assets to give tax from. So the halacha is that if you want to avoid having to pay taxes on your suits, so you want to wear, let's say, 10 garments and 10 suits, one on top of the other at one moment, so again, since they're all going to be being worn by you, it won't be included in the tax, says the Mishnah, it's aser. Even if one of the 10 suits being worn by you simultaneously has shatness in it, has some type of shatness in it, it's aser because you're wearing shatness. So even though you don't intend to derive benefit from it, it's not being mechamim you, nevertheless, it's aser to have a garment of shatness being worn by you, even though you're only doing it to evade the taxes, you're not doing it because you want to enjoy the hana of the suit that you're going to wear that's shatness. Now this Mishnah seems to imply that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, that a dover she'ina miskaven is also. So even though you don't intend to do an iser of wearing shatnas, you're only intending to evade the taxes, but lamaisa, it's also because the unintended consequence of your action might be usur, and therefore, lamaisa, it's usur in spite of the fact that you're not mechaving l'isur. Now, l'fum rieta, bashkofer shayna, at first glance, we would assume that it's not shver, it's not a question, it's not a stira. One Mishnah goes like the sheet of Reb Shimon, and the second Mishnah goes like the sheet of Yehuda, and it's taka machlokes between the two Mishnais. And that is, in fact, the opinion of some Rishonim. The Rosh, other Rishonim, says the Rash. It's a machlekes between the Mishnayis. And in fact, it's a Mefurish Gemara in Baba Kamba that seems to say this. The Gemara says that Harub Shimon, Harub Yehuda, that when we say that Moichir Ksusa, Moichir Kedarkon, and it's Mutter, if you're just doing it with the intent to sell it, to display it for the customer, since it's a Dov Rishonim Skavan, it's Mutter, that's like Rub Shimon. And the Mishnah that's Machmer about wearing the 10 begodim to evade taxes is going like Rabbi Huda, that it's also, since it's a Dovashin and Miskaven, and according to Rabbi Huda, that's also. The problem is that the Rambam brings down both Mishnayis Lahalocha and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Aleph and Yerdeya as well, brings down both Mishnayis Lahalocha. And obviously, the Rambam and the Mechaber are not going with the premise that it's a Machlekes. It seems to be something that is a stira. If, in fact, it's not a machlekes, how do we reconcile these two Mishnayos? Says the Kesa Mishnah. What's pshat in the Rambam? My L'chayr, it's a stira between the two Mishnayos. And this is, aside from the fact that L'chayr, there's a Gemara Mufareshes in Baba Kamba that Taka says that it's a machlekes between the Shita Reb Shimon and the Shita Reb Yehuda. But L'maisa, how do you reconcile these two Mishnayos? Says the Kesa Mishnah, a tremendous yesod. Zok the Kesa Mishnah, there's a concept in halacha called apsikresha. That means that even Reb Shimon, who holds that a dover she'ina miskaven is mutter, if I do an act and there might be an unintended consequence that's also from my act, it's mutter, because dover she'ina miskaven is mutter, but if it's apsikresha, if it certainly will happen, if that consequence is automatic, it's inevitable that this will result from my act, it's also because it's apsikresha. Memela says, the Kesa Mishnah, that's the difference between the two Mishnayos. In the case of the Moichri Ksos, it's Mutter, because it's not a Psikresha. Both Mishnayos are going like Reb Shimon, that Dovashin Miskam is Mutter. However, by Moichri Ksos, you're not actually wearing the suit in order to display it to the customer. You're just draping it around you. It's called Halal. It's not actual Levisha. You're not actually wearing it. It's Halal. You're draping it over you. You're not actually wearing it. And therefore, it's not a Psikresha that you're going to derive benefit from it. There's no Psikresha. It's not for sure that you're going to have hanoas chimum from it. It's not for sure going to warm you, because it's only halal. Therefore, it's mutter, it's a dover she'ina miskaven. However, when you're wearing a bunch of suits to evade taxes, over there we're talking about an actual levisha. You're actually wearing the suit. You're not merely draping it over you. It's not halal, it's levisha. And over there, there's a psikresha that you'll derive hanoa from it. And since there's a psikresha, it's also, even according to Reb Shimon, because a psikresha is also. And that is the pshat in the Rambam, that's the pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber passes like both Mishnayos, because they're both going like Reb Shimon, but one of them is a psikresha. If you're actually wearing a garment that has shatnas in it, even if you don't intend for it to be mahanayu, nonetheless, it's also because it's a psikresha that it will give you hano. Now, according to the Mechaber, it would come out that if I want to go to a suit store, try on a suit that certainly has shatnas in it, L'chayr would be a problem, because if you're actually wearing it, it's a psikresha. It's a psikresha that it will give you hanoas chimum, it will warm you up, if it's actual levisha, and it will be also even according to Reb Shimon, and that's taka how the Mechaber would assume l'halach. Now, l'maisa, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah is mekel, and the Ramah assumes, like the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam, and taka, and it's a machlekes between the two Mishnayos, and we pass in like the Mekilim, we pass in like Reb Shimon, Dover she'ina miskaven is mutter. What about this tain of the Kesa Mishnah that it's a psikresha? L'chayr, it's a psikresha. Why should it be mutter according to the Ramah? L'chayr, when you actually wear it, it inevitably will provide you with some hanoa as chimum, and it should be also out of psikresha. So l'chayr, the Ramah goes like the Shita of the Ran, who says yesoid about psikresha, and it's actually a machlekes rishonim, but this is the Shita of the Ran. Says the Ran, the idea of psikresha is only aser if when you do, let's say, an act, the unintended consequence will be a different maisa, which was certainly something that's aser. For instance, the famous case of a person dragging a bench on Shabbos. If you drag a bench on Shabbos, you're doing one act of dragging a bench. You're goyrei a safsal. And there's a psikresha that it will be over on the Isser of Harisha. There's a psikresha that it will cause a hole in the ground and violate the Isser of plowing on Shabbos. Now, when you do one maisa, it comes along with a second inevitable maisa of Harisha. So it's the unintended consequence, but it certainly will happen. This maisa of Harisha, that's a psikresha, that's also. Says the Ran, if the maisa that you're doing is certainly mutter, and the psikresha is not a maisa ha'aser, it's just that there's an iser hano, says the Ran, there is no halacha of psikresha when it comes to an iser hano. If the iser is an iser hano, and it's not an iser maisa, and the only maisa that you're doing is something that's mutter, there is no iser b'chlal, according to Reb Shimon, that Dovah Shem Miskamen is mutter, and there's no iser psikresha. However, not everyone agrees with this Ran, but according to the Ran, that would be the pshat over here. Why would it be mutter? Because even though when you wear, let's say, a bunch of garments, there's a psikresha that you'll get hanoah from it, the iser is a iser hanoah, it's not an iser maisa, and therefore, since the iser is only the benefit, we don't say psikresha when it comes to an iser hanoah, which we will explain shortly. However, the Chachmas Odom doesn't pass like this lamaisa. Says the Chachmas Odom, that which the Ramah is mekel is only with respect to a case where the moicher's wearing the, trying on the suit rather than the lekeach. Because when the moicher tries on the suit, it's not a psikresha that he will derive benefit from it. Because he's wearing it over his suit. He's wearing his own suit. He's just putting it over his suit. It's not a psikresha that will warm him up, that will be mechamim him, that he will derive benefit from it. However, if let's say the lekeach is trying on the suit, the customer, then he's not wearing any other suit, then there's a psikresha that he'll be nene. And then it would tackle be osir, even according to the Rash. So it seems to be a machlekes, and it's a taka machlekes. The Shach is mekel, like the Ran, the Chachmas Odom is machmer. And the question is, what is the Hezbra machlekes? Why should we say that the psikresha is osir even when it comes to Isuri Ano? And why should we say, like the Ran, that there's no Isur of psikresha by a Dovish and a Miskavin when it comes to Isuri Ano? So the Achreinim explained that perhaps it's totally in a very yusayidistike hakira regarding the nature of psikresha, where we say that it's also when it's a psikresha, even according to Reb Shimon, that in general a dovish and a miskaven is mutter. What's pshat in the gedav of in the halacha of psikresha? We know that if, let's say, I do a maisa that's mutter on Shabbos and it's a dovish and a miskaven, I don't intend for it to be causing something that's aser, so it's mutter. Dovish and a miskaven is mutter. So why is a psikresha aser? In other words, the case of the grira of the safsal. You drag a bench on Shabbos, and you know that inevitably it will cause a hole in the ground, it will cause a harisha. It's also because it's a psikresha. Even though you're not mechavin for the harisha, you're mechavin just to drag the bench. Since it's a psikresha, it's also. What's pshat in that? Two ways to understand. Is the pshat that since it's inevitable that through your maisa, a maisa harisha occurs, so it's all one maisa. So even though your intent is taka only for the first maisa which is griras asafso, dragging the bench, but since dragging the bench carries with it maisa B, which is the maisa harisha, so it's all one large act. And if it's all one large act, your kavana on the first part of the maisa carries with it a iser legabi the second part. So it's kili, you're mechavim to the second part of the maisa, which is the maisa harisha, since it's all one maisa. And you're mechavim to this maisa, you're mechavim to the first part of the maisa of the dragging of the bench. So is that the pshat? That since it's inevitable that the dragging of the bench causes maisa harisha, so the mele, it's all one maisa, and therefore your intent on the first part of the maisa triggers an intent as well on the second part of the maisa. Ooh, that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that it's one maisa, and therefore it's all looked at as one unit. Rather, it's two separate maisa. It's not this maisa that you did. You did a maisa of dragging a bench. You didn't do a maisa harish, nervos. Since your maisa of dragging a bench inevitably causes a maisa harish to occur as a result, memela, if you have intent to drag the bench, you obviously are assumed to also have some type of intent as well for the maisa harish. That means when you're mechaven to do a griyas asafso, you obviously have kavana as well for the unintended consequence, because it's inevitable that it will happen. So therefore, since you have kavana for the griyas asafso, and it inevitably causes a ma'aseh harishos, you also have in halacha intent on the ma'aseh harishos. So even if it's not perhaps conscious, maybe it's subconscious, but hakaponim, we are magda your kavana as also being on the ma'aseh harishos, since it's obviously and inevitably going to occur by virtue of the fact that you did a ma'aseh of dragging the safs. The nafkamina between these stodim might be our shiloh. When it's only one ma'aseh, and the secretia is not on a second ma'aseh, but it's on an iser hanoh, do we say the chumrah of psikreish? If the vort is that it's all one maisa, so l'chayro, it wouldn't be a chumrah over here. You would understand the sheet of the ran, because over here there's no two maisim. There's only one maisa, and that maisa is certainly mutter. The psikreish was on an iser hano. That's not a maisa. And therefore, if the gedder psikreish that it's all one maisa, over here it's not one maisa. And the only ma'aseh that you had was something that was mutter, therefore it would be mutter. That would be perhaps pshat in the psak of the ran. However, the other shittas, let's say the chachmas adam, who holds that there is a chumrah of psikreish even when it comes to isuria hando, perhaps he held like the second side, that the vart is that if there's a psikreish that something will happen, when you have kavana to do the first ma'aseh, your kavana obviously extends to the psikreish, to the result. And if that's the case, even if it's not a ma'aseh, it's a isur hano, nevertheless, since it's a psegresha, your hano goes on the isur hano, and it's osur, even if we're talking about an isur hano, even if there's only one ma'aseh and that ma'aseh was mutter. Since that ma'aseh triggers a consequence that certainly will happen, your kavona as well goes on that consequence, and therefore it's kili your mechavim to be nene, and it's osur. Al kaponim, this is the machlekes, whether or not we say psegresha by isur hano, and the question is, how do we paskin? So the truth is, many Paiskim say that we have the Chumrah of the Chacham Zadam, and even though in many places the Minhag seems to be Mekel, but there's certainly grounds to be Machmer like the Chacham Zadam, and to do an actual Levisha would be Osir if there's certainly Shatness in the suit. So what is Taka the Pshat that many people are Mekel about this? The Chayra, the Pshat is, because when you try on a suit in a store, in most cases, it's not vadai shatness in the suit. You don't know for certainty that there's shatness in the suit, and therefore, it's only a suffix, then there already is enough grounds to be making. So if there is vadai shatness in the suit, so then there certainly is a makom to be machmer. There's the sheet of Chachos on the Maisa. Even with respect to vadai shatness, it seems to be that the minig is to be mekel and to be saimich on the shita of the pashtus of the Rambam. And the Ram, there's no psikreisha by Yisuri Hano, and we don't paskin like the Rambam. However, there is a Chachmas Adam, and therefore there certainly is grounds to be machmir if there's certainly shatness in the suit. But if there's only a suffix shatness in the suit, then already there's a shtar kamokum lahakol, based on the fact that the entire issue is only a suffix, and we have all these shurufim that we have previously mentioned.